Lakeland. Enrollment numbers for the 2023-24 school year have increased for the majority of schools within the Conseil Scolaire Centre Est, CSCE, the local Francophone school division. The CSCE includes five schools across the area located in Plamondon, Lac-la-Biche, St. Paul, Bonneville and Cold Lake. While most other regional school boards have seen consistent enrollment this fall, CSCE enrollment has increased by 11.5%, which represents an increase of just over 80 students across the region. École Voyageur in Cold Lake and École du Summit in St. Paul saw the greatest changes with increases of 20% and 23% respectively, according to information from the school division. The majority of the CSCE increase in enrollments were in younger grades, namely from pre-kindergarten to grade 7. Pre-kindergarten represented the highest enrollment category for the 2023-24 school year with 82 students enrolled in the 4-year-old category. The next highest was grade 4 with 77 students. Grade 11 had the smallest number of registrations with only 25 students across the board's four high schools, with cohorts ranging from 4 to 8 students, according to the Francophone School Division. The only school within the CSCE to see a decrease in enrollment was École Sainte-Catherine in Lac-la-Biche, which is a relatively new school in the community, currently serving pre-kindergarten to grade 6 students. The school saw a decrease in 10 students, which represents a 25% drop in enrollment. The CSCE central office is located in St. Paul. The next regular board meeting is scheduled for October 30 at 5 p.m. Provincial and national enrollment. Every Canadian province except Alberta has experienced a decline in the number of both their school-aged population and their student enrollment during the past 10 years. Alberta, however, has seen consistently ascending enrollment numbers over the past decade. The province experienced a slight decline for the 2020-21 school year, but the loss was not permanent. Numbers for the 2021-22 school year returned to their 2019-20 levels and have since increased, overall.